Welcome to Connect to Joy. Your host, Carol DeShane, is an intuitive spiritual guide for practical matters and Marconic multidimensional energy practitioner. Her quest is to help you realize new possibilities, discover and release what holds you back, and enable you to manifest an inspired life filled with joy. Join us on this journey of transformation. Now, here's your host, Carol DeShane.
Hello, beautiful spirits. The other day I had the song, I Feel Lucky, by Mary Chapin Carpenter stuck in my mind. Does that ever happen to you? You have a song stuck there and it seems to go round and around and sometimes for days. It can feel like a curse if you can't get it out of your head. But really, it's a blessing because it tells you where your subconscious is at and how, well, lucky I am, that's the song that got stuck. And it got me thinking, what is luck? And why was I feeling lucky? Do you ever feel that way? Often, sometimes, or maybe almost never? Maybe you really only think of getting lucky when you think of gambling or having sex with someone you didn't think you could get close to. Other words for lucky are fortunate and happy, but really, everywhere I looked, the words used in the definition of lucky mostly use the word lucky, which doesn't help in an explanation to someone who doesn't know what the word means. Today, we'll look deeper. We'll look at what makes someone feel lucky, how you feel when luck seems to be on your side, luck versus gratitude, and how they interact with each other, 20 ways to pull that optimism and luck onto your side, 6 affirmations you can use to shift your subconscious from feeling unhappy, depressed, or lonely to feeling lucky, and then we'll wrap the whole thing up. Let's start with why a person might feel lucky. You might feel lucky if you gamble and win, or if you win a lottery or a raffle. You might have a great job and you feel lucky that you've got it, a beautiful home, or a kick-ass car. You might be lucky to have a great boss, wonderful friends, or you feel like your love life is the best ever. Or maybe you have a good amount of savings or stable investments. You might feel lucky if you have great health, and those around you may have it as well. What else might you feel lucky for? Think about your life. Where and when do you feel lucky? Maybe it was only in the past. And if that's the case, what made you feel that way then? And if you feel that way now about one or more people or situations, what's happening now to make you feel lucky? And maybe, more importantly, how do you feel when luck seems to be on your side and when it isn't? Let's start with when you feel lucky. Do you feel triumphant? Do you gain confidence in yourself or in what you're doing? Or maybe you feel happy, humble, or contented, or peaceful. Maybe you're excited, especially if you just won something or the love of your life accepted your marriage proposal. Perhaps you're optimistic about the rest of your life if you feel lucky in one area. Do you feel gratitude? If you feel luck is on your side, what do you feel and how do you act? When luck seems to be with me, I may yell, all right, or oh, yeah. And once in a while, I'll probably say, well, it's about time for things to turn around. I seem to go on a roll for a while when everything seems to fall into place, and that can make me feel really lucky. But what happens when it doesn't? Do you start to feel unlucky? And how does that feel? Do you get depressed, angry, probably unhappy? Maybe you set yourself apart for a while because things just don't seem to be going right. Do you fight with your loved ones? Do stupid things that make things worse or say stupid things? Do you beat yourself up because you think you're attracting those things or people to you and you should be able to do better? I'm familiar with that last one. Taking responsibility can be really tough sometimes if you do it with the negative stuff. What if I told you that luck is directly related to gratitude? Would you believe me? Let's get into the luck versus gratitude connection. The law of attraction plays into this. People are afraid many times their luck will turn, so they focus on the negative, on the fear. And of course it does change, but they don't spend any time being happy or grateful for what seems like luck coming their way. The more we focus on something, the more the law of attraction kicks in. So if you get depressed and focus on the unluckiness of your life, you'll probably attract more unhappiness and things you don't consider lucky. But if you focus on luck, you might think of them as happy coincidences, which means you can't make them happen again and that you have really no power. But if you focus on the gratitude of having the positive things and people in your life that you consider lucky, then the law of attraction will work in a way that you probably want it to, bringing you more wonderful people or situations that you consider happy coincidences or just flat out lucky to happen. A definition of luck has also been called a happy set of coincidences. But are they really that? So don't be grateful for the luck itself, as much as the people and the circumstances. If you focus on the luck, you know that turns and changes and it's transitory. So you'll probably expect it to change and bring you the opposite, the unlucky. Feeling lucky is an attitude and a byproduct of optimism and keeping your perspective in the higher realm. So let me go ahead now and give you those 20 ways to keep your mindset and perspective on the optimistic side. So those lucky, what feel like coincidences and really manifestations, will continue to happen for you. Or start to happen if they haven't yet. And in any case, so you can draw those people and situations to you that in the past you would have thought of as lucky. Those possibilities and those opportunities. First, be aware of where you are now. Are you generally optimistic or pessimistic? Do you expect negative things to happen? Or do you expect positive, lucky types of things to happen? Or are you, like most people, somewhere in the middle? Once you know that, you have a baseline to start with. Be aware of your thoughts as you go through your day. Are they optimistic or pessimistic? Are you complaining, arguing, whining, or some other rather unpleasant thing? Sometimes we need someone to know we're unhappy and we need to complain a little bit. But once you do that, can you reframe what you're thinking of to be more optimistic? The third thing is to be positive. Positive thinking is powerful and it can not only change your subconscious around, but your whole world. But we all have a habit of slipping back into the negative thoughts, those that are judgmental of ourselves and, of course, of other people, those that are blaming or complaining. It takes some real work to stay and be that more positive spirit, doesn't it? Remind yourself that unlucky things are temporary. This is the fourth thing you can do for yourself. Sometimes we can get on an unlucky roll. Things just keep going what we consider, wrong, one after the other, which is probably where Murphy's Law came from. If something can go wrong, it will. We can pretty much get through anything we think of as temporary, so that can actually help your mindset shift when you think that way. You can keep a journal. Write down what you're grateful for, how you feel on those things and people that you feel lucky to have in your life. What is it about the person or the situation that makes you feel lucky? And how do you feel? The sixth thing is you can choose your company. Find other optimistic and happy people to be around. If you have a couple of people that are constantly complaining or gossiping and you kind of notice that you go downhill into pessimism and negativity when you're around them, you can choose how much time you want to spend with them or just go on a mission to find new friends. Visualize the best case scenario, the next thing you can do, of whatever is feeling unlucky in your life. How could you turn it around? Go into detail of the different possibilities and then try one of those and see what happens. Try to take some of those steps that you see in your visualization. The next thing you can do is to find something to be grateful for about those unlucky situations or those people that you feel unlucky enough to be around. Find something, even if it's difficult. But be sure what you're grateful for is something you want more of. Don't be grateful for the fact that they're leaving today. That's a little off, but don't be grateful for the fact that you're learning a very, very difficult lesson. Because if you're grateful for the difficult lesson, you'll draw more difficult lessons. One I hate to mention, because for some people it's just an awful thought, but you could exercise, move your body. We feel so much better when we do something for our body instead of just sitting around. Endorphins kick in and our body is happier, which makes our emotions tilt into a better place. And of course, you can connect to your highest source when you work at manifesting things or changing that which seems to be stuck in your life. Meditate, pray, or whatever you do to connect. Those lower vibrational feelings of anger, unhappiness, or sadness, and feeling unlucky will just fall away, and peace will take that place. After you have your peace, then you can start focusing on what you do want in your life, and manifesting them will be so much easier from that higher vibration. We're already halfway through. This is number 11. Figure out what you want. Get organized and develop a plan to your goal. Once you do that, you might have lucky things showing up helping you get to the result you want. Or, well, it might be the opposite, but pay attention and adjust and shift your goals if blocks come up. If you feel unlucky, remember that particular goal could be blocked for a reason. But you have to decide whether more persistence, a shift in your plan, or even a shift of the ultimate goal is best for you. Why is that block there? Is there just fear and more persistence is needed? Or is it something you don't really need to do and maybe you need to find a different or slightly different goal? Don't blame yourself when unlucky things seem to happen to you. Realize that we all manifest what happens, but it's just a lesson, and you can easily turn it around if you feel powerful enough. Sometimes, well, a lot of times, we may lack confidence that we can do it because we're trained so many times that we have no power in certain situations. But we're also powerful manifestors. So figuring out why something that seems unlucky is happening can turn it around. Unfortunately, sometimes the reasons can take years to figure out, since hindsight is 20/20. But if you look at the person or the situation as clearly as possible, sometimes we can figure it out in an instant. And sometimes it takes a little longer. The next thing is to work on your subconscious. Thoughts of unworthiness or undeserving could be stuck in there, keeping your luck from you. Figure out ways to shift those thoughts that are stuck in there. Whether you use tools like I do, of affirmations or visualizations, or you go to a life coach or a therapist, letting go and releasing those feelings, which may not even be yours, to be honest, would totally change your perspective and your ability to manifest the more positive things that you want in your life. And when I say they may not even be yours, I mean that you learned them or were told that you weren't worthy or deserving growing up, from maybe even well-meaning parents, siblings, grandparents, teachers, or even the school bully. If you think that those words that you're saying sound familiar, you may have taken on those words and made them your truth, even though they don't serve you particularly well, especially after you get older. The next thing is to keep trying new things. If you feel unlucky, don't cut yourself off. Try new things. Meet new people. Because you never know what those things or those people may lead to. Visualize the best happening every time you put yourself in a new situation or in meeting a new person. This one's kind of important. Listen to your intuition. Many times we feel lucky when we follow our intuition. We may say, I knew that. But many times we may ignore our intuition and say, darn it, I knew that. Why didn't I listen to myself? Practice dealing with your intuition and following it on the smaller things if you have to. Check in with yourself and figure if it's intuition saying not to do something or fear. I've learned a lot since I started doing that. And really, my intuition is just my higher self, that still small voice that isn't so small anymore. It's going to get louder all the time. It's letting me know what's the best and highest path to take. The next one is to be flexible and adaptable to any circumstance or situation that comes along. Whether it's a boss you don't like, a friend that doesn't stick to their word, or forgetting to pay a bill, realize that if you stay flexible, you can go with the flow more and adapt to the unlucky situation better. And you might even learn something in the process, or find out that that unlucky situation can be turned around with a little flexibility and adaptability. The next one is to stay open to new opportunities. Once you shift your perspective and raise your vibration, all kinds of new possibilities may appear that you never would have even noticed before. So be ready. Stay open and be ready to jump in instead of shying away from whatever comes up. If you believe you can manifest things in life, that you have that power. Then you can believe you have as much power to manifest what we consider lucky and good things as unlucky or bad things. Unfortunately, sometimes we think that it's harder to manifest the lucky and the good. That isn't true, but it may feel that way because the lower your vibration and the more unlucky you feel, the less you feel you deserve or are worthy of that good. In that case, it's more likely you'll stay in that lower vibration and attract those negative things to you. Once you realize it's just as easy to attract the lucky and the positive to you, you'll shift your vibration higher, and the attraction pretty much happens at that point all by itself. Almost done. Two more. Define what luck means to you. Just because a situation may look or seem unlucky to someone else doesn't mean you can't get something really good out of the situation. Be ready to learn and grow, and then the situation or the person you're dealing with may turn into a blessing. And the last one is don't give up or lose hope. Be persistent. If bad luck seems to follow you, keep at it to change your luck. Connect higher. Raise your vibration. Shift your perspective. That way you can come from a better place and see that you deserve what you need and want in your life. There you go. That's 20 ways to feel more optimistic and attract to you those people and situations that feel lucky. But before we go, let me give you those 6 promise targeted affirmations. I've been doing that quite a bit lately, and I seem to find that the listeners really like it. So let me do this one more time. Affirmations, of course, are a great way to shift your subconscious into a better place that works for you and what you want in your life. I'll repeat each of these twice. The first one is, I am a lucky person. I am a lucky person. I deserve good and wonderful things and people in my life. I deserve good and wonderful things and people in my life. Good luck always flows my way. It's kind of nice, isn't it? Good luck always flows my way. I trust and listen to my intuition. I trust and listen to my intuition, which will make luck kind of happen and you might not even realize what's happening. I'm always in the right place at the right time. I'm always in the right place at the right time. And lastly, I am a good luck magnet. Isn't that one cool? I like that one a lot. I am a good luck magnet. To use affirmations properly, as I've always said, and I've said this many times, so I'll just flip through this really quick. Make sure your affirmations use the 4 P's, especially if you rewrite anything. Write them in the present tense. Happening right this minute. Use the personal pronoun. Make sure I, my, or me are in those and not anybody else. You can't change anybody else's subconscious but your own. Make sure they're absolutely positive and don't sneak in a word not, because sometimes people think that's positive. And if you even say, I have enough money to pay my bills, if bills is a negative word to you, that's not a positive affirmation. And last thing, it must be powerful to you. So present tense, personal pronoun, positive, and powerful. You want to do them 1 to 2 times a day at a sitting. At each sitting, you would repeat it 3 to 5 times only. I just do it 3 or 4 times generally. So you want to say it, feel it, breathe it into your whole body, and then feel it again. You want to suspend disbelief while you're doing it. It's happening right now, not in the future. It is written in the present tense for a reason. You want to feel it as your current truth. And if the affirmation doesn't make you feel giddy, give you shivers, or just really feel powerful, rewrite it, but make sure you use those 4 P's. And I'm happy to help you if you need a little assistance with rewriting or writing your own. Just let me know. Today, we've covered quite a bit on feeling lucky. We looked at why someone might feel lucky, how you feel when luck seems to be on your side, luck versus gratitude, and how they interact with each other, 20 ways to pull that optimism and luck into your life, and 6 affirmations you can use to shift your subconscious from feeling unhappy, depressed, or lonely to feeling lucky and optimistic. Whether you feel fortunate some of the time or never, you can change that. We humans have much more power than we give ourselves credit for. We're powerful manifestors. that many times we shy away from the things that truly matter to us, those people or situations that cause us to feel lucky to have. Instead of holding on to the luck that we know will probably change, hold on to the gratitude that you have those people and situations in your life. And work at keeping your vibration and perspective higher than you used to. Use the law of attraction and try some of those 20 things I gave you to feel more optimistic. Every day, we learn and we grow, and every day can bring us luck and more to be grateful for, so that we do indeed feel lucky. Thank you for joining me here today. If you'd like to know more about intuitive, spiritual, or life or business coaching with me or Marconic's multidimensional energy, please check out my website at connecttojoy.com and follow me on Instagram also at connecttojoy. Just like the show, it's connect, the number two, joy. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is under my name, Carol DeShane. Until next week, be courageous and reach higher. Just take a breath and take a moment when you need it. Take one step at a time on your journey. Get the help you need and get out there and find your joy, because you so deserve it.
Thank you for listening to Connect to Joy. If you love the show, make sure you rate, review, and share this podcast. And subscribe so you never miss an episode. Contact the host, Carol DeShane, with questions and comments, ideas for future episodes, or if you would like to become a guest. And remember, transformation is a journey and not an end destination. So be kind to yourself, because you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.